Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:05 here on a Tuesday morning. It is a Top 5 Tuesday. I've never had the amount of feedback flow through my phone and these phone lines that we did just a minute ago when we gave the Top 5 confections. The Halloween confections list. And I'll read it to you guys one more time before we get the headlines. Number 5 was Kit Kat. Number 4 was Twix. Number 3 was Snickers. Number 2 was Almond Joy. And number 1 was Reese's Cups.
You know, you could have said the top 5 Halloween chocolate candy. I mean, you don't have to use this big word.
Then you start getting like Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah.
And you start going down a whole nother
route.
Okay,
but you're using M&Ms. The word. But hold on, you're using the word confection because you're not sure if you would consider a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup a candy bar.
I don't think that's the real issue going on right now.
Yeah,
I think it's the list in general.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And, the almond
and my mom weighed in. She goes, tell Bo that he can sit down and hush and that Almond Joy is goated. I think that was her exact verbiage. So
okay.
We'll just see when we get there.
Well, I'll tell you that UGA Dog says you just confectioned that list adding Almond Joy.
Doesn't even make sense.
Coach CJ
said, sweetened it up.
You wilding with Almond Joy as number 2. No way it makes a top 5. I'm with Squid Billy. So I don't know,
man. We'll get there.
Yeah, I want to get you caught up before you clock in this morning on today's headlines. The Hawks did lose to the Bulls last night, 128-123. They'll play the Nets tomorrow. Pre-game is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 7:30. The Chiefs beat the Commanders in Monday Night Football. Freddie Freeman did it again. World Series is now 2-1. Dodgers ahead of the Blue Jays after Freddie walked it off in the 18th inning. Final score, 6-5. It only took 6 hours, 39 minutes. They got to play again tonight. Game 4 is at 8 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, there you go. And look, I'll just reiterate this one more time, too. Don't come at me about the Butterfinger. I'm just telling you, like, Butterfinger, it's one of those things that sounds good on paper, but it just doesn't ever equate to what you think it's going to.
You know who's happy that you're saying this right now is Bart Simpson. Better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's happy that you don't like him. I'll take all the Butterfingers. Those
they're
are
just,
amazing.
They're not good.
What don't you like about them? They're the Atlanta Falcons of candy bars.
They look great. They look great on paper, but they just don't deliver in crunch time. Literally in crunch time, they get stuck in your teeth. Like it's a whole thing.
They do. You know what I mean? They kind of have that saltine cracker thing where like you take a bite and it all mashes together
and it becomes like a solid.
It does happen.
Terrible.
Yeah, that does happen.
Dylan, it's time to get the wake up call. Allie, before we get to the phone lines, you got any tweets that you'd like us to hear? Because sounds like a lot of people weighing in.
There is so much controversy about your list right now. DJ Woomp, and he followed us just to tweet this at us. So I appreciate this. What's up, DJ? Mike's list is by far the worst top 5 list ever on the morning shift.
Dang.
Randy said, said you are crazy to have Almond Joy at number two.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I got so many texts on my phone, and one of them said Almond Joy has to be Rage Bait, and then the next one said Almond Joy could easily be 1B next to Reese's. That's how good Almond Joys are.
I was about to say, I don't understand. I didn't know there was such a love-hate thing with Almond Joy, because my old boss, shout out to my guy Sean Isaacs, at the college radio station in West Georgia, he was like, nope, Almond Joy is not it. I was like, bro. Almond Joys are goated.
It's a coconut.
Y'all can never get onto me for like working in like little innuendos or little comments into a regular sentence. Like, because Dylan does the same thing. It's like, yeah, I was talking to my boss. Shout out to Sean Isaac, DJ, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, then like this keeps going. He does the same thing I do. Also,
that's what you're doing right now.
Almond Joy is garbage.
No, it's
Everyone knows it.
No,
it's not.
No one likes coconut in their chocolate.
A lot of people do, obviously.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's hear from the people. Dylan, let's start at the top. We'll go to Damon in Atlanta. Damon, what's going on this morning? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning to you guys. What's How y'all doing this morning?
Living the dream.
Hey, man, I don't know what's up with you and Squid. Butterfinger and the Almond Joy, those are old soul candy bars. I mean, I just don't understand that. Yeah. You forgot Mr. Good Bar.
Okay.
You forgot Mr. Good Bar.
That's an old soul candy bar.
Yeah, I mean.
And you only get that in fun size. Nobody buys that.
Damon, I can't say that would have cracked the list, my guy. I can't say that Mr. Good Bar would have cracked my list.
Nobody's ever purchased a Mr. Good Bar in
Yeah, not
history.
On purpose, anyway.
It just shows up in your
That's the
Halloween
one that's like
bucket.
Left in the fundraiser basket.
I don't even know if they got Mr. Good Bars at the Walmart anymore.
That's the one. That, hey, you can buy a lot of those at like Big Lots. You know what I'm saying? Like the thrift store.
I would rather have a Baby Ruth on there than an Almond Joy.
No. I'm telling you, that could have been an honorable mention. I could have gone Milky Way. Could have gone Payday.
I don't know what to think. What do you think about Three Musketeer?
It's for babies.
Okay. It's fine. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go.
You need more ingredients.
Let's talk to DJ in Dallas. DJ, what's going on, man? Happy Tuesday.
Man, what's going on, y'all? The list was okay, but then all of a sudden, you know, you got to think like a kid. You like have all this good chocolate, and then all of a sudden you're like adult Almond Joy. And it's like it really throws the whole list off.
Whoa. DJ, why do I got to think like a kid? I don't have to think like a kid at all.
We're talking about candy. Who eats more candy, kids or adults on Halloween?
Hey, it depends on what adult you're talking to. I stay on those, okay?
That's true. My wake-up call is, you know, I'm not a Falcons fan, but my wake-up call is for the Falcons. To me, it seems like they don't have, like, a leadership. Like, there's a leadership problem, you know, when nobody holds anybody really accountable. And it's like, you got to hold your teammates accountable if they make a mistake. I don't see anybody, like, ripping into each other if they make a mistake or, hey, you're not doing as well. You know, you need to pick it up. And to me, it feels like they're having that kind of issue.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I think there's something to that, but it's hard to say when Drake London and Michael Penix are both on the sideline. Those are two of your leaders. Obviously, I think Matthew Bergeron belongs in that conversation. I don't think Bajan is that guy, but kind of is what it is. I don't think you're that far off. Let's go back to the phone lines. Then let's talk to Swami Dave up in Suwannee. Swami Dave, what's going on, man? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Good,
listen,
man.
We got two wake-up calls today. One is for Coach Raheem Morris talking about confidence.
Oof.
Sir, respectfully, you are your record and you are your tape, and neither inspires it.
Fair enough.
Now, as we talk about Halloween and candy, with all due respect, Mike, you can take that full-size Almond Joy, open that wrapper up, take those two little brown gristles.
Be careful here, Swami Dave.
Drop them in your toilet and flush.
Be careful, Swami Dave. Be careful. Be careful. All right. Thank you for the phone call. I thought that was going to get sideways.
I did too.
I thought he was going to go with The Rock and do the Rudy Poo thing. I was like, it's going to get off the rails.
Of course, you know, I've grown to respect this human being I'm about to speak of, but his taste buds are trash. And Day-Day, who produces the Dukes and Bell,
has
tweeted me once again that apparently I'm letting him down because he not only loves candy corn, but he loves Almond Joys as well.
There you go.
So, you know, Day-Day, I hate it that you have a trashy taste bud system.
Man, got on that, man.
You do not have good taste.
What about Crunch Bars?
Didn't even hit your mind. With Mr. Good Bar.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, like,
Crunch Bars are better than Mr. Good Bar.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
You think,
maybe at number 10.
Whoa, you don't think there's enough 10. Ingredients in a Milky Way, but you think a Crunch Bar has enough?
I like a Crunch Bar.
I mean, I like a good Crunch Bar, but I mean, come on now.
The texture of a Milky Way or three Musketeers versus a Crunch Bar, there's a little bit more to the Crunch Bar.
It's chocolate and a little rice. All right, there ain't nothing in there.
Let's try to get, like, Allie's going, yeah, I make it with quinoa at home. Anyways, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Adam up in Canton. Adam, what's going on, man? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, guys. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Hey, look, Mike, that list is fire. Don't let Bo cast aspersions your way because of his limited vocabulary.
Yes! Let's go. I knew I was going to like this.
I'm with you. I agree with everything. I might swap Milky Way for Kit Kat, but solid list. I will say one thing about the Butterfingers. Yes, a whole Butterfinger bar sticks to your teeth, hard to eat, but it is money in a blizzard. That's all I got. Money
in a
blizzard.
That's a great phone call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a great phone call.
Actually, that's a great top five list.
That's a great phone call.
The best blizzards, the flavored blizzards you can get.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I already know number one. I already know number two.
I feel like we did one,
I know number three.
One time that included like blizzards, McFlurries, and things.
Yeah,
like
but they
that.
Were all vanilla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. Fast food dessert.
Vanilla blizzard. Vanilla.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, let's go try to get at least one more in here. Let's go to Scott over in Midtown. Scott, what's going on, man? Happy Tuesday.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Living the dream.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm going to have to go with Almond Joy, man. That's number one, actually.
Let's go! I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's okay to come out of the weeds, Almond Joy Nation. It's okay. It's okay. Great phone call
hate
from Scott.
For so many, for so much. Yeah.
There's so much hate, Scott. I don't know why all these people have hate in their heart. You know what I mean? It's a delicious candy.
Not hate, it's just a good taste buds. I'm sorry.
Speaking of hating, let's hate on Zach Robinson. Let's get him out of here.
Well, that's a fair enough point, too, Scott. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm not opposed to that. I don't know at this point who takes over for Zach Robinson, if that's the move you want to make. I don't think it serves the best interest of this team this season. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of questions asked about that coordinator role moving forward. So, kind of is what it is.
Well, look, I think you're not firing him. That's what we've seen, right?
Right.
So, Raheem needs to help him then in any way he can.
I agree.
Step in and do what he can to help out. And whatever that means, getting in there and helping the game. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a copycat league. Maybe it's time for us on offense to play a little copycat. Maybe we go steal a little bit. All right, maybe it's Raheem's time to step in that office and go, why aren't we running this, man? Did you see Andy Reid? See Mike McDaniel last week? See Kyle Shanahan? See Cliff Kingsbury? We have these formations. I don't know why we don't run these plays. And, yeah, I think it's a conversation worth having.
You know what's crazy is your takes on Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson are less controversial than your candy bar list.
That's you know what I mean?
What world are we living in?
I don't know. It's just not different strokes for different folks on the candy bar confection list.
And by the way,
it's very evident what it is with the Falcons.
I can make a Snickers bar out of a date.
I knew it was in there. I knew it was in there. Wow.
It's delicious.
It's time to go to the next segment.
Can you still eat candy bars?
Commercial.
I can eat whatever I want. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, little less fun topic. Do the Falcons have a problem in the trenches? We're going to get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.